Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we have some breaking news. I want to show you all the moment that things escalated on the House floor between a MAGA representative, between Marjorie Taylor Greene, and between Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost. Now, this happened only moments after Senator Alex Padilla was forcefully detained during Secretary Kristi Noem's press conference that he was supposed to have access to. Look at this. They are putting their hands on him. They are forcefully removing a United States senator from California in his own state when he is trying to ask a simple question on behalf of his own constituents and the Trump administration's major escalations. Well, what you're about to see is a masterclass in avoiding political responsibility, because only moments after this happened, Maxwell Frost, the youngest person in Congress, really cool dude, he was saying, we have to subpoena Kristi Noem. Then at the same time, James Comer, the chairman of this committee, and Marjorie Taylor Greene lunge at his throat and tell him to shut up. They say he's an Antifa soldier and that he's been arrested before, which is all just gobbledygook. He's not an Antifa super soldier. Whatever the hell she claims, this is insane, but it's all a masterclass in avoiding responsibility for their actions. They try to flip it and say that Democrats are the ones who are crazy. In the official Department of Homeland Security tweet, they say, Senator Padilla chose disrespectful political theater and interrupted a live press conference. Can I show you all what disrespectful political theater looks like? Because 10 out of 10 times, it is coming from people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, from MAGA representatives like Lauren Boebert, in the absolute inverse of reality that is happening here, where they're saying that Democrats are being performative when it's a senator asking a genuine question about due process versus wiping this off. Watch this clip right here, and I urge you to stick around until the end.
Unanimous consent request sent to the record a NBC article, Senator Alex Padilla removed from news conference with Homeland Security Secretary Noem.
All right, without objection to order.
I have another one, the Hill article, Padilla forcibly removed from Noem press conference.
Without objection to order.
And I have a third one, Axios, Democratic senator forcibly removed from DHS press conference.
Without objection to order.
Mr. Chair, also, we were just talking about this. I want to know if you can commit to working with us so we can subpoena.
You're out of order. So Chair recognizes
I have Ms. a point. I have a point of order.
No.
I have a point of order.
State your point.
We need to subpoena.
That's not
Secretary
a point of
Noem.
Order. Chair recognizes
Ms.
Green.
We just talked
Green
about
from,
this
no,
earlier.
Not a point.
We talked
thank
about
you, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Chair recognizes Ms. Green.
To the ground.
Reclaiming my time.
In handcuffs.
No,
in his own damn
Oh, Democrats can't follow the rules. Can't follow the
laws.
Democrats can't follow the rules. When Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one who repeatedly talks over people, Marjorie is the one who flaunts and breaks the rules all the time, MAGA Republicans have caused a massive erosion of norms. And I'm not just saying erosion of norms as in like a platitude. I mean, the president of the United States is using the executive branch to overreach in every single way, and Congress is helping him. That's the erosion of norms we're talking about here.
Oh, Democrats can't follow the rules. Can't follow the laws. Can't follow the rules. Can't follow the laws.
We need to subpoena Kristi Noem.
There's a privilege of the majority, and that means we're in charge, not your side. Because you lost the election.
Ms. Green, we're going to start the clock.
Because you supported the invasion of our country.
All right.
My time.
Will you commit on the record to work on subpoena, Kristi Noem?
Please notice the difference between the inflammatory rhetoric. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, you are Antifa. You supported an invasion. She'll say, you're a radical socialist. You know, Maxwell Frost just says, can we just subpoena Kristi Noem using the law?
Chairman, thank you,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
You're out of order. Chair recognizes
Will
Ms. Green.
You commit on the record to subpoenaing Kristi Noem because a U.S. senator was just thrown to the ground and detained in his own
Democrats
detention.
Can't follow the rules.
You're out of
can't
order.
Follow the law.
Will
can't follow
shut
the rules.
Up. Just shut
Will
up.
You, no, you don't. No, you're not going to tell me to shut up.
Let's. What? How do you get him in order? You're running.
Not like that.
He has been out of order six times. He's trying to get on MSNBC. You probably knocked.
I get it. somebody off MSNBC to get on
MSNBC.
There.
That's
Green, because he's been arrested he's as a former Antifa member, right?
Back
Antifa.
To order, Ms. Green. Go.
But he's a
go.
Former Antifa right, Ms. Green. Member,
you're
Mr.
Recognized.
Chairman.
You got
no
it.
Surprise.
Who's a former Church. Antifa member? Me?
Yeah, you.
I ask that these words be taken down.
I love the blatant conspiracy theories. You just need to sprinkle some conspiracies in if you're Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look how satisfied she is, too. I hate her and her conspiracy theories.
No, Ms. Green.
Thank you.
You're recognized.
I ask
thank
that these
you,
words
Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion.
Governor, Governor Hochul.
Ms. Green is recognized.
Governor Hochul, you stated that you're a proud Democrat, proud registered Democrat.
All right, we got to suspend. There's been a parliamentary move. They said they weren't going to do that. What's the?
Just ask her to strike what she said.
Okay. Suspend for 2 minutes.
Wow, way to really maintain control of everything going on there. I just want to point out, right when Representative Maxwell Frost tried to demand any amount of credibility or just ask Secretary Noem why a U.S. senator was treated this way, he was met with open hostility. Committee Chair James Comer repeatedly told Frost before he even got a sentence out that he was out of order before bluntly telling him to just shut up. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as I showed you, quickly piles on and calls him an Antifa member, which is just absolutely bizarre. Or sorry, a former Antifa member, for all the MAGA who will call me out on my language there, which is even worse. A former Antifa member with zero grounds. This is what Republicans do. They use escalatory and inflammatory rhetoric by painting their political opponents as these insane radical freaks when Maxwell Frost just says, yo, we want accountability. That's all that we want. So this is beyond just a heated exchange in Congress. It's a pattern of behavior where the Trump admin escalates the use of force against critics, expands executive power, and then inverses reality in an attempt to refuse to accept any of the consequences. I mean, in recent days, we've seen this admin deploy the National Guard and the Marines to multiple American cities, cracking down on protests, and now physically removing and handcuffing a U.S. senator. And when lawmakers demand any sort of oversight, they're told to be quiet. Sorry, not be quiet. They are told to shut up. They're literally told to shut up rather than having to, you know, explain their actions. Sorry, the MAGA people having to explain their actions. So I just want to end this off by saying the Homeland Security account is gaslighting when they say that Mr. Padilla was repeatedly told to back away and did not comply. Padilla repeatedly said his name, said who he was, and they forcefully detained him. If Kristi Noem and MAGA Republicans were so damn confident in what just happened, why wouldn't they just tell the truth? Why do they need to lie about what was said and when was said? It's because the refusal to take accountability on their end is a hallmark of not only the Trump admin, but any authoritarian government. If you can use state power aggressively to suppress dissent and then shut down any attempted oversight, it's basically a win. So we can't allow this to be a repeated pattern. On June 14th, there are no King's protests in all 50 states. I hope to see you all there. I'll be doing a live stream of my own. If you want to support the live stream and if you want to support what we do, you can become a member below. It's the top link in the description. I love you all and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.